Intro: This lesson walks you through an intermediate Ableton Live 12 workflow inspired by Nia Archive's Darkside Intros. We'll build a compact, macro-driven intro patch and a repeatable arrangement approach so you can shape the intro's evolution, opening filters, adding texture, glitching vocal chops, and dialing ambience by automating just a few well-designed macros. The aim is something you can both automate in arrangement view and tweak live. Lesson overview: by the end of this session, you'll have a 1632-bar Darkside intro at 170-175 BPM using only Live stock devices, with named macro controls, darkness, movement, texture, space and chop, and a global macro rack that controls parameters across tracks. You'll be able to arrange the intro by automating a few macros instead of dozens of individual knobs. What you will build, you'll make a 1632-bar intro in the dark DNB range. Per track macro racks that map filter, saturator, grain delay, beat repeat, simpler controls and sends. A global macro rack on the master that ties everything together. Filter cutoffs, send levels, beat repeat behavior, chain selection between textures, and reverb slash delay amounts, so the whole intro responds to 4-5 knobs. Step-by-step walkthrough. Preparation first. Set your project tempo to 170-174 BPM. Create these tracks. Kick slash sub, perk slash break drum rack, pad slash bed wave eatable or a sampler, noise slash textures audio with reversed clips, vocal chop simpler, and a master track for the global macro rack. Add return A equals hybrid reverb and return B equals delay ping pong or delay. Design texture layers pad slash bed. Load wave eatable. Pick a low dark wave eatable. Give it heavy detune if needed. Place an auto filter after the synth set to low pass. Then an EQ8 to carve conflicting mids and a saturator for soft clipping. Noise slash textures. Import several reversed long samples and a high passed noise layer. Put an audio effect rack on the track. Add grain delay for granulation and a beat repeat for glitchy stutters. Vocal chop. Load a short vocal phrase into simpler and slice or classic mode. Add auto pan for stereo motion. Then beat repeat after simpler for rhythmic glitching. Finish with EQ and a light reverb. Create per track audio effect racks and map macros. Group the devices on each effect track into an audio effect rack. Open map mode and create local macros for each rack. Macro 1. Filter cutoff. Map the track's auto filter cutoff. Set the range so minimum is very dark and maximum is bright enough to reveal the vocal. Macro 2. Texture drive. Map saturator drive and grain delay feedback so turning it up increases grit and repetitions. Macro 3. Movement. Map auto pan rate slash depth or simpler start slash slice position to add rhythmic variation. Macro 4. Space. Map the send to return A and optionally hybrid reverbs decay or dry slash wet. Macro 5. Chop. Map beat repeat grid or gate length and simpler slice parameters so this knob controls glitch density. Build a chain selector rack for switching texture chains on your noise or pad track. Create an audio effect rack with multiple chains. Chain 1. Smooth pad. Chain 2. Pad plus tape noise. Chain 3. Pad plus reversed hits. Show the chain selector and map its range to a macro called texture select. Give the chains overlapping ranges so transitions are smooth rather than abrupt. Create the global macro rack. Add an empty audio effect rack to the master track. Enter map mode and map parameters across tracks to these global macros. Darkness. Maps to pad auto filter cutoff. A simpler low cut to remove highs when needed and optional utility gain to duck output as it darkens. Movement. Maps to noise beat repeat grid, vocal auto pan rate, and any LFO or rate parameter on the pad. Set ranges so low equals static, high equals active movement. Texture. Maps grain delay dry slash wet, saturator drive across tracks, and return ascend, so more texture equals more space and grit. Bass. Maps return A and return B dry slash wet and reverb decay for one knob ambience control. Chop. Maps chain selector choices for aggressive texture chains, beat repeat gate and interval, and simpler slice start for the vocal chop. Fine-tune macro ranges while in map mode. Click each mapped parameter and set its min and max by adjusting the parameter directly. Narrow ranges so each macro feels musical and usable. Rename macros clearly. Darkness, movement, texture, space, chop. Color them if you like. Automate macros in arrangement. Switch to arrangement view and show the master or the track with the global macro rack. Draw automation for a typical intro arc. Bars 1-8. Darkness high closed. Texture low. Space low. Chop off. Bars 8-16. Darkness slowly opens. Texture increases. Movement brings panning and beat repeat in. Chop nodges in with vocal slices. Bar 1624. Space opens fully, texture peaks, chop ramps up for a crescendo ahead of the drop. Use smoothing and small random edits on the chop automation to humanize the glitching. If you prefer to perform, map the global rack to a MIDI controller and record knob movements directly into arrangement. Polish and mixing considerations map utility gain to macros to compensate for level changes so macro moves don't cause clipping. Add subtle automation to return sends, for instance when space grows. Slightly boost the vocal track send to return A. When you're happy, save the global macro rack as a preset to reuse in other projects. Common mistakes to avoid: don't map everything to one macro. Keep each knob focused on related parameters. Always set mapping ranges. Default ranges can be too extreme. Name your macros. Compensate for loudness changes when mapping gain or sends. Use overlaps on chain selector ranges to avoid clicks. And avoid over-automating. Favor slow curves and a few precise jumps. Pro tips: invert mapping by swapping min/max values if it's more intuitive for a knob to darken as you turn it up. Treat the global rack as your show control. Map anything mappable. Use green delay and beat repeat sparingly on texture and chop. Create duplicate racks with different default states for quicker/B variants. Use gentle automation curves for natural evolutions. For CPU savings, bounce heavy chains to audio and map remaining macros to clip level controls or utility. Mini practice exercise, 25 minutes total goal, an 8-bar dark side intro using only 4 macros. Step of 5 minutes, build a pad with Waveedable, auto filter, EQ, saturator. Rack it and map macro 1 equals filter cutoff, macro 2 equals saturator drive. Step B 5 minutes, create a vocal chop with simpler, beat repeat and auto pan. Map macro 3 equals beat repeat grid/gate and auto pan rate. Step C 5 minutes. Make return a reverb. On the master rack, map macro 4 equals return a send for pad and vocal. Step D 10 minutes. Arrange 8 bars. Bars 1-4 keep the pad dark. Bars 5-8 open the filter. Add glitch at bar 7 and bloom reverb at bar 8. Export. Listen. Iterate. Recap and final reminder: this workflow gives you a compact, performable way to create a dark side intro, protract racks, a global macro rack, chain selector texture switching, careful mapping ranges, and arrangement automation. Practice the mini exercise, save your rack presets, and reuse this template to speed up future intros. Remember, macros are a language. Make them purposeful, label them clearly, and prune any mapping that doesn't serve the musical story.